Please turn in your Bibles to the book of John. I would like to read from John chapter 3, verses 22 through 27. John chapter 3, verses 22 through 27. The Word of God says in John chapter 3, beginning with verse 22, "After these things came Jesus and his disciples unto the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptized in Enon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. And John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." I want us to think about that expression that John made to the people when he said, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." We're going to be looking primarily today, the Lord willing, about things that God has given us. And I was thinking this morning about some of the things that you have given me. You know, the Word of God says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So that verse tells us that every gift, even though it might come through someone else, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, comes from our Heavenly Father. It might come through someone else, but ultimately it comes from God. You know how it makes you feel when somebody gives you something? You know how it ought to make you feel, don't you? It ought to make you happy. It ought to make you rejoice. It ought to make you thankful every time somebody does something for you. We get so much, and sometimes we're not really thankful for what we've received. We don't really know how to be thankful because we have so much sometimes. But this verse says, John said, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." God is the giver. The scripture says, "Who maketh thee to differ from another?" We all differ. Everybody here is different. Some of us are a lot prettier than others. Some of us are a lot smarter than others. Some of you have all different kinds of gifts and talents and abilities. God is the one that makes us to differ one from another. So Paul says, "What hast thou that thou hast not received?" Everything you have, you received it. Even my wife was a gift from the Lord. My children are a gift from the Lord. My family, my mother, the mother and the daddy that I have, they're a gift from God. They're blessings from God. A man can receive nothing except it be, what's the next word? Given. Thank you. That's what I wanted. Given. God is the giver of every good gift and every perfect gift. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Now, sometimes as we read the Word of God, we read about there are things that we need to ask God for Him to give us. The Word of God says, if any of you lack wisdom, James makes this statement in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, some of you are making some decisions in your lives right now, and the only way that you can make the right decision is if God gives you something. Now, He gives you a lot of offerings, gives you a lot of blessings. A lot of doors are open, but you don't always know which door to go through unless God will give you wisdom to know which one of those doors to go through. And you can't pick out the right door. You can't pick up the right path to go down without God giving you wisdom. So I need to say, God, I need some wisdom. I need wisdom every day of my life. And so do every one of you. I need wisdom. We need wisdom. And God's promised, if any of you lack wisdom, and every day I need wisdom, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth, he does what? He giveth to all men liberally. What do you need to do in order to get that wisdom? A-S-K. Ask for it. The scripture says in Jesus makes this statement in Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. He says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give, how to what? Yes. To give good gifts unto your children. Do we know how to give good gifts unto our children? Sometimes we make mistakes, but if we've ever given good gifts, it's because God gave us the ability. If we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? I need to be asking God for wisdom. I need to be asking God for the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, come unto me. We sang a song earlier that specifically said this. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will what? Give. I'll give you rest. I need some rest in my soul. I need rest for my soul. I need to go to Jesus so that He will give me rest. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Our Father daily loads us with benefits. Lord willing, when you go home, you'll probably sometime today, you'll have something to eat. Well, we just prayed a prayer a while ago. Give us. What do we say? Give us. Who are we talking to? To God. Well, I thought our food was in the pantry. Yeah. Well, guess where it all came from? Whether you get it out of the freezer, out of the pantry, straight out of your garden, all of it comes from God. Now, it's a blessing when God gives you something and then instead of you hoarding it to yourself, you share it with other people. You give it to other people. I listed probably 10 or 15 things, not nearly all that I have received in gifts. But I'm telling you, brethren, I want you to know that all the gifts that you have, everything that you have, Sister Rebecca's eyes and her ability to see today, the doctors did the surgery and everybody else that did that work, but it was God that has blessed her. Brother Jerry that's beginning his treatments this week, it's God that's going to be with him and bless him in all of that work. Brother Philip that had both knees replaced, he's going through a lot of pain right now. But I'll tell you, brethren, by the grace of God, by the power of God, he's going to walk again better than he's walked in years. God has given you a lot. And sometimes he's given you things through your parents. Sometimes he's given you things through friends. Sometimes he's just given them to you straight from heaven. But a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Now look in your Bibles at John chapter 4. We're just going to, for the sake of time, you know, we could spend the rest of our lives just looking at what God has to give you. I've already mentioned that there's some things that he will not give you unless you ask him. You need to ask him. Give us. He told us to ask him. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. All that prayer is giving praise to God, and it's asking God. It's saying, God, I need to be given help from you. Did you know every job I've ever had in my entire life, starting when I was about 10 years old cutting grass, all the different jobs I've had, did you know God gave them every one to me? Every one of them. Now that's a blessing. And God's the one that gave me the ability to work. And God's the one that called me to preach. And God is the one that has guided me and blessed me. Anything I have ever been able to do in my life, it's God that gave me the power, the wisdom, the strength, the knowledge, and the ability to do everything that I've ever done that's right and good. I can't blame him for any of the wrong I've done, but everything that's good, every good gift and every perfect gift came from him. Now, there's some things you need that you probably sometimes forget you need. There's a lot of things you need. And we're going to be touching on a few things right now that you need to ask God for these things. Here's some things you need. Not for your body right now. We're going to be talking about things you need for your soul. Your soul needs some things. The number one area that you're lacking in your life is not physical need. The number one thing that you need is not for your body. But the number one thing you need is for your soul, your heart, your soul. In John chapter 4, we're just going to look at some things in the book of John. John chapter 4, you remember that Jesus went to a well. And as he went to that well, I'm going to begin reading with John chapter 4, verse 9. John 4, beginning with verse 9. The word of God says, "Then saith a woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest..." Did Jesus ask her for something? Has Jesus asked something of you? Has he called you to do some things in your life? Has he commanded you to do some things in your life? The woman said, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the..." What are the next three words there? "The gift of God." Now, what do you think was the gift of God that he had under consideration? We're not going to answer that yet. But he says, "If thou knewest the gift of God." Oh, brethren, the gift of God was standing right there beside her. She didn't know the gift of God, did she? She didn't see that he was the gift of God. He says, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Now, it sometimes is hard for me to remember, but did you know the very best thing you can drink is water? The very best thing you can drink. Did you know that there's nothing that solves or satisfies thirst like water? Water. But I forget that. And sometimes we forget that the living water is the best thing we can have. Living water. Living water is better. I don't care how thirsty you've ever been in your life. No matter how thirsty you've ever been, there's nothing your soul needs any more than that living water. I remember used to when my daddy would be preaching and he would pause and... How many of you like to have a swallow, not necessarily out of this glass, but how many of you would like to have some water right now? How many of you would like to... Does that make you want water? You see somebody drinking water? Makes me thirsty. Listen, brethren, when you see somebody that's drinking that living water and you see their soul is rejoicing and you see how happy their soul is and you see their soul is satisfied, you'll want some of that living water. And Jesus says, you need to ask. You see, he said to this woman, if you knew the gift of God, you would have asked of me, and I would have given you living water. You know what you need to ask for every day? What's a little baby cry for at night? I want a glass of water. I want some water. They call for water. Let me tell you something. Every day when you wake up, you need to say, Father, fill my soul with living water. I know the gift of God. And I know the one that can feed my soul with water, satisfy my soul. As a hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. I want some of your living water, Jesus. I need some living water. My body cannot make it very long without water. My body and your body can make it longer without food than it can without water. You need living water. You need living water for your soul. You need to ask him for living water. Where does it come from? A man can receive nothing. Can I give you living water? No. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. You need living water. Ask him for living water. Look further in the book of John. Come down to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, beginning in verse, we'll just read for the sake of time, verse 27. John 6, verse 27, the Word of God says that Jesus is telling them there's something more important than the meat, M-E-A-T, that they eat. I'm a meat eater. I'd rather eat meat than desserts. I like meat. But Jesus says to his disciples here in John 6, verse 27, he says, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall..." What's the next word? The Son of Man shall... Will he give you living water? Will he give you living water according to John 4? And now he says, now your soul not just needs that living water, but your soul needs meat. And so he says, you're to the Son of Man, that's Jesus, shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. You need living water and you need meat, not meat that perishes. You need meat for your soul. Last night, Teresa showed me a list of what we were going to have for lunch today, and we've got a lot of our family here, and she showed me the list, and I said, that looks good. But before I read it, I said, is there any bread on it? Because sometimes we forget to fix bread. Did you know you need bread? Bread's called the staff of life, and Jesus knows that. And so Jesus says in this same chapter, if he talks about giving us meat, he talks about he is the what? Bread of life. Bread is good, brethren. Bread is good. If you don't like bread, you try some of Sister Doris's homemade bread. You try some of the other biscuits that some of these ladies in the church. You'll like bread if you can just taste some of that good bread. Well, there's bread even better than all that bread, and that's Jesus, the bread of life, to partake of him. And just as you need to ask for living water, and you need to ask for the meat that perisheth not, you need to ask for the bread of life. And when you pray that prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Don't just pray for the natural bread for the body, but pray for the living bread. That's a gift from God. No man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven. That's where that living bread came from. He says, I came down from heaven. Right after he talks about, I am the living bread, he says, I came down from heaven. Just like that manna that the children of Israel ate in the wilderness, that was literal bread that God sent them out of heaven. Well, brethren, God gives us something even better than that manna in the living bread. Go with me to John chapter 10. Here's another gift from God in John chapter 10. John 10, listen please to verses 27 and 28. John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. Jesus is speaking, and he says in John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. You need, in case you don't already know, you need to go home and read John 17, 3, so you'll know what eternal life is. But God gives us, he gives his sheep who follow him. He gives them, he says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which what? Gave them me. See? My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Oh, look at this. Just think about all the things. You know, I go to God in prayer and I ask God for this and this and this and this. How long has it been since you asked God for some living water? How long has it been since you asked God for that meat that perisheth not? How long has it been since you asked God to give you the Holy Ghost? How long has it been since you asked God to give you the things that the Scriptures are talking about here? These are, no man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven. I need these things. I need to know the only place I can get them is from heaven. Go to John chapter 14. Look at John chapter 14 and verse 27. I think of one person in this congregation every time I read this word in the Bible, because every time at Thanksgiving that we talk about what it is that we appreciate and what it is that we are thankful for, there's one man in this congregation that every time he says, I thank God for the peace I have in my soul. Now, you have to have been through a lot of storms and turmoils and problems and troubles. You have to have been like Jonah. He was on that ship, and the ship was being tossed to and fro, and then he was thrown out of the ship, and then he was swallowed by the whale, and then the whale vomited him up on dry ground. You have to have been through all those troubles to know what a great blessing it is to have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Great peace. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law. Well, you notice what he says in verse 1. He said in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Don't worry. He tells us that over and over in the Sermon on the Mount. Don't worry. And then John 14, 1, he's about to leave the earth. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Then verse 27, John 14, verse 27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. I'll tell you, brethren, the world will give you all kinds of things. And the things that the world will give you are to allure you away from the things that God will give you. And so he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace in your soul. You ever had a troubled soul? You ever been all to pieces, going in turmoil in your soul? What a great blessing it is to have peace. No man receiveth anything except it be given him from heaven. You'll never have this peace except God gives you this peace. In John chapter 17, look at verse 8. You think I'm going to finish this sermon this morning? You think I can finish in this lifetime, in my lifetime, all the things that... But the reason I want to... Well, I think God just gave me and impressed on me. This is what you have to preach this morning. We need to be reminded, I don't receive anything except it be given me from heaven. Natural and spiritual blessings, they all come from God. In John chapter 17, he tells us another great gift. He says, John 17 and verse 8, Jesus says, speaking about what he had given to his apostles, he says, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Now, who gave him those words? The Father gave him the words. And then what did he do? He gave those words to the people. I have given them the words. You know what we have today? The words. We have the Word of God. That's what this Bible is. It's the Word of God. Where did it come from? Well, it came from God. He's the one that inspired it. And the only reason it persists and is still around today, the only reason it is preserved until today, is because God has preserved His Word for you today. God gave you His words. God gave you His Word. He gave us His Word. You understand the difference in Him giving you His Word and Him giving you His words. And come down to verse 14, John 17, verse 14. Jesus says, I have given them thy word. I've given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. How many gifts from God do you have? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. No man receiveth anything except it be given him from heaven. Now, the Apostle Paul, I'm not going to turn and read the rest of these, but I just want to give you this very quickly. In 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul makes this statement. He said, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. His unspeakable gift. Now, you might differ with me about what you think he was talking about when he said, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. But I'm going to tell you what I think that unspeakable gift is. It's the gift that's spoken of in the same chapter we started in John chapter 3, where Jesus said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's His unspeakable gift to me. Isaiah 9, 6 says this. Let me just read Isaiah 9, 6. We'll close right here. For unto us, listen carefully, Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. What a gift. It's God's unspeakable gift. It's the greatest gift of all. He is the gift through whom all of the gifts come. Thank God. Thank God for His unspeakable gift. And thank God for all the gifts that God has given you. May God help us to remember no man has received anything, but the gift that you have came from God. A lot of you mothers are some of the most outstanding mothers in the world. But you being an outstanding mother is a gift that God gave you to be that kind of a mother. A mother that knows how to combine love and discipline perfectly. A mother that is what she ought to be. A daddy that's what he ought to be. What a wonderful blessing it is to have so many gifts and to see a church that's full of people that have so many gifts. And what a blessing that just as the Father gave Jesus gifts and He gave them to us, what a blessing it is to see people that as God gives them gifts, what do they want to do? They want to give them to other people. Keep it moving. Keep it flowing. May God help us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake. Amen.